As new employees, I'd like your opinion on our commercial. I've paid to have it aired during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Not on the same channel, of course.
Interplanetary deliveries. What a headache.
Evans, where's that package from Earth?
I'm not Evans!
He should have used Planet Express.
When those other companies aren't brave or foolhardy enough to go, trust Planet Express for reliable, on-time delivery.
Ah! Here's your package, Mr. Horrible Gelatinous Blob.
Good work, Evans. You've got a future around here.
Thank you, sir.
Planet Express. Our crew is replaceable. Your package isn't.
Are there really giant birds like that?
No. That was all just special effects. Now let's have breakfast. I hope everyone likes eggs.
I'm never going to get used to the 31st century. Caffeinated bacon? Baconated grapefruit? Admiral Crunch?
Well, if you don't like that, try some Archduke Chocula.
Ah, Hermes. Crew, meet Hermes Conrad. He manages my delivery business. Pays the bills, notifies next of kin, what have you.
Someone come and drop this package to the slot last night. Now, which one of you is the captain?
Oh, my. I haven't picked a new captain yet. It's always so hard to choose.
Oh.
You.
Okay, Captain. This is just a standard legal release, protecting Planet Express from lawsuits in the event of the unforeseen.
Death by airlock failure.
Mm-hmm.
Death by brain parasite.
Yeah.
Death by sonic diarrhea.
Oh, you don't want that.
Look, I don't know about your previous captains, but I intend to do as little dying as possible.
Sign the paper.
Now, Fry, before you go into space, you'll need to see our staff doctor. I should warn you, though, he's a little unusual. He wears sandals.
Hiya!
Dr. Zoidberg, this is Fry, the new delivery boy. He needs a physical.
Excellent.
You'll be fine.
Now open your mouth and let's have a look at that brain. No, not that mouth.
I only have one.
Really?
Is there a human doctor around?
Young lady, I'm an expert on humans. Now pick a mouth, open it and say... What? My mother was a saint. Get out.
Dear Lord, Bender, you're filthy.
Yeah, like you don't have crap in your neck.
Amy, why don't you give his body a going over with the cleaning pick?
Okay. Does it hurt when I go like this?
Ow!
A little.
Well, the doctor says I'm as healthy as a crab. Can I go into space now?
As soon as we finish cleaning Bender. Oh, and Fry, this is our intern, Amy Wong. She's an engineering student of mine. I like having her around because she has the same blood type as me.
Hey, you're the unfrozen guy from the 20th century, right?
Last time I checked.
Hang on, Amy Wong of the Mars Wongs?
Look, we're not as rich as everybody says.
Uh-huh. What sorority do you belong to?
Kappa Kappa Wong.
Hey, rich girl, look over here. It's me, Bender. I'm being entertaining. La, la, la. Look at my head. It's all crazy. Look at my head. I got big old head and hey, ho. All right, show's over. I'm tired.
Ah, to be young again and also a robot. Now, as I recall, you youngsters have a package to deliver. Finally. Come on, Bender. Let's mosey.
Nice catch, idiot.
So, where are we going anyway?
Nowhere special. The moon.
The moon? The moon? Wow! I'm gonna be a famous hero, just like Neil Armstrong and those other brave guys no one ever heard of.
Oh, I love stuff like the moon. Can I come, Leela?
Well, I guess so. Just be careful. I'd like to hold off any major screw-ups until at least my second day as captain.
Nothing will go wrong. If something goes wrong, bring back the blood. Can I do the countdown?
Huh? Oh, sure. Knock yourself out.
10, 9.
Okay, we're here.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Hurry up, I want to see the moon.
Relax, it's open till 9.
That's one small step for Fry.
And one giant line for admission.
Wow. Can I have cuts?
No.
You're not gonna believe this, but they landed an amusement park on the moon.
Gah. It's the happiest place orbiting Earth.
Well, let's go already.
Fry, we have a crate to deliver.
Well, let's just dump it in the sewer and say we delivered it.
Too much work. Let's burn it and say we dumped it in the sewer.
Okay, if everyone's finished being stupid.
I had more, but you go ahead.
We'll deliver that crate like professionals, and then we'll go home.
But I've never been to the moon before.
Oh, all right. We'll deliver that crate like professionals, and then we'll go ride the bumper cars.
Yay!
Amy, why don't you help Fry hoist down the crate? Then lock up when you're done. Just be careful.
Aye, aye, Captain. Only one eye. Yes, sir. Ma'am. Clear?
Clear.
Ready to hoist?
Ready.
Ow!
My first space delivery. Greetings, Moon Man. We come in peace. I am Fry from the planet Earth.
Wise guy, huh? If I wasn't so lazy, I'd punch you in the stomach.
But you are lazy, right?
Ah, don't get me started.
Hi, I'm Critterface. Welcome to Luna Park. I'll have to confiscate your alcohol, sir.
Better mascots than you have tried.
At least I still have my self-respect.
Who buys this trash?
Idiots who need gifts for other idiots.
Hey, I got you guys refrigerator magnets.
Get it off. Get it off. Get it. Uh-oh. How many roads must a man walk down before you? Keep those things off of me. Magnets screw up my inhibition unit.
So you flip out and start acting like some crazy folk singer?
Yes. I guess a robot would have to be crazy to want to be a folk singer.
We're on the moon. We carry a harpoon. Father and no whale, so we tell tall and sing a wailing tune.
Bender! Hey, Bender! Over here!
Oh, jeez, I went to high school with that guy.
Monsanto presents the Goofy Gopher Review.
Why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock?
Because it's a little meteor.
This is weak.
Address all complaints to the Monsanto Corporation.
What's wrong, Fry?
I don't know. This place is great and all, but it's just so artificial. The gravity, the air, the gophers.
You might as well stay on Earth. That's what I came to see. I want to go out there and jump around like an astronaut. Screw this phony stuff.
But the phony stuff is what's fun. It's boring out there.
Yeah. You're the kind of guy who visits Jerusalem and doesn't want to see the sexateria.
Maybe I should take Fry on the lunar rover ride. You get to wear a spacesuit and drive around on the surface. And the line's short because it's educational.
I don't care how educational it is. Let's do it.
Next year in Jerusalem.
Finally, get ready for some serious moon action.
The story of lunar exploration started with one man, a man with a dream.
One of these days, Alice, bang, zoom, straight to the moon.
Wow, I never realized the first astronauts were so fat.
That's not an astronaut, it's a TV comedian. And he was just using space travel as a metaphor for beating his wife.
Wow, I could swear I was really playing virtual skee ball.
Look, it's that crate we were going to throw in the sewer.
Ah, the keys to the ship. They must have fallen into the crate. Lila's going to kill me.
Nah, she'll probably make me do it.
Mister, could you please get those keys out for me?
What do I look like, a guy who's not lazy?
No one knows where, when, or how man first landed on the moon.
I do.
But our fungineers think it might have happened something like this.
We're whales on the moon.
We carry a harpoon.
But there ain't no whale, so we tell tall tales and sing a whaling tune.
We're whales.
That's not how it happened. Oh, really? I don't see you with a fungineering degree.
Oh, this is stupid. I'm taking this thing out to the real moon.
Fry, no. This is my first mission, and I'm not going to let us get in any trouble. Besides, the car's on a track.
Not for long.
I died doing what I loved.
Okay, you're on the surface. Now I'll give you 10 minutes. Then you'll get bored, turn around, and apologize for being such a jerk. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah!
Yeah! Crank up the radio!
We're on them!
Yeah! Time's up. Make a U-turn at the next crater.
No, not yet. How about we go look for the original moon landing site?
That's crazy. It's been lost for centuries.
Well, I'm feeling lucky. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, I hate it. Ow! I'm ready to go back now. We're gonna die! It's every man for himself! Help me, Leela! Did it. We're safe.
No. Now we're gonna die.
It's every man for himself!
Hey, look what I won from a tourist package.
Shut up. You're distracting me.
Come on. It's just like making love. You know, left, down, rotate 62 degrees, engage rotor.
I know how to make love.
Ugh. Here, let me do it. Oh, lousy arm must be rigged. That's her, officers. That's the woman who programmed me for evil. Yeah, well, I'm gonna go build my own theme park with blackjack and hookers. In fact, forget the park.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leela. I can't go on any further. Just leave me to die in that barn over there.
Thank God.
Trespassers, eh?
No, sir. We're amusement park patrons.
Ooh, that's a wicked sinful place. Delta World's okay, but the rest is mighty wicked.
Our car broke down and we're out of oxygen. Can we borrow some?
Who borrow? Looky here, city girl. Oxygen don't grow on trees. You'll have to earn it doing chores on my hydroponic farm. You can go back to your precious theme park at sunup.
I guess we could do chores for a few hours.
Fry, night lasts 2 weeks on the moon.
Yep, drops down to -173.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
First one, then the other. And them spacesuits ain't heated, so you ain't going nowhere till sunrise. You can sleep in the barn. Just don't be a-touching my three beautiful robot daughters, yeah?
Robot daughters?
This here is Lulabelle 7.
Yoo-hoo!
Daisy May 128K.
Yoo-hoo!
And the Crushinator.
Yoo-hoo.
Whoa.
I told you to turn around and go back to the park. But oh no, the park was too phony. We had to see the real moon.
And it was great. We got to see craters and rocks and that one incredible rock that looked like a crater and these fellas.
Fry, face it. The moon is a dump. It's a boring, dried-up wasteland. And the only reason anybody ever comes here is for the tacky little amusement park. Can't you just accept that?
I guess I can't.
I'll learn you to sleep with my robot daughters.
He'll never find me in here.
Bender?
Ugh, Bender. You didn't touch the Crushinator, did you?
Of course not.
A lady that fine, you gotta romance first.
Oh, no, you don't. Come here, Crushinator.
Yes, Pa.
It's too low.
Hang on. Hang on. Jump. Hold on to your helmet.
God darn it, Crushinator, jump!
No, Pa. I love him.
Oh!
Hey, cool! Dark side of the moon!
Nightfall's coming. Hurry, before we freeze!
What do you mean, we, mammal?
Oh, dear. I really ought to do something. But I am already in my pajamas.
We can't outrun it forever.
Over there. Look. It's the moon landing site. We found it.
Quick, get in.
It's that flag from MTV and Neil Armstrong's footprint. Hey, my foot's bigger. Leela, isn't this the greatest thing you've ever seen?
Fry, look around. It's just a crummy plastic flag and a dead man's tracks in the dust. Now get in here before you freeze.
Oh, no room for Bender, huh? Fine. I'll go build my own lunar lander with blackjack and hookers. In fact, forget the lunar lander and the blackjack. Ah, screw the whole thing.
Well, if the oxygen holds out, we might live long enough to starve to death.
Look, Leela, I'm sorry. I never should have dragged you out here.
That's right, you shouldn't have. I still don't get what the big attraction is.
I never told anybody this, but 1,000 years ago, I used to look up at the moon and dream about being an astronaut. I just didn't have the grades or the physical endurance. Plus, I threw up a lot, and nobody liked spending a week with me.
A week would be a little much.
The moon was like this awesome, romantic, mysterious thing, hanging up there in the sky where you could never reach it, no matter how much you wanted to. But you're right. Once you're actually here, it's just a big, dull rock. I guess I just wanted you to see it through my eyes, the way I used to.
Fry, look. It really is beautiful. I don't know why I never noticed before.
Had to come back for the Cruffernator, eh, robot? Well, I got you this time.
It's Amy. We're saved.
Amy? Where'd she learn to operate the controls like that?
That's a madman. No! 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 Uh-oh.
Wee-hoo!
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. I'll kill you, Amy. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming.
Oh, dang it!
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes. She'll be riding six white horses when she comes. Hey, I'm pretty good. She'll be riding six white horses.
So, Fry, was the real moon anything like the moon you used to dream about?
Close enough.
Well, I'll shoot her with my ray gun when she comes. Yes, I'll shoot her with my ray gun when she comes. Yes, I'll shoot her with my ray gun. Oh, I'll shoot her with my ray gun. Yes, I'll shoot her with my ray gun when she comes. When she comes, I'll be blasting all the humans in the world. I'll be blasting all the humans in the world. I'll be blasting all the humans. I'll be blasting all the humans. I'll be blasting all the humans in the world. In the world. One more time!